Before I begin, I just want to pray for the situation that went on in Paris, and 127 people dead. I forget how many wounded. I think like 67. Maybe I do remember, because that's a random number to just. But it's really bad. It's really bad. And Paris, France in general, is largely unchurched. So a lot of these people never knew the gospel, never knew the grace of Jesus Christ. Their families, a lot of them don't know Jesus Christ. They are sorrowing as those who do not have hope. It means they have total despair. They don't believe they're ever going to see their family again. Tons of people, just absolutely cold blood murder. And it's distressing. It reminds us we live in a real world with real pain and real evil. And so I just want to pray for them and for the families, for France in general. God, you are one who is all about justice, and you are all about the right thing being done. And I know you despise what happened, and we despise it too, and we're disgusted, and we're horrified. And God, not to start this sermon off on such a heavy note, but God, our hearts break for those families, and our hearts break for those communities. I pray that you would, because we know you have people in France. We know you have a church in France that is on fire, that is passionate about you. I pray that you would mobilize them right now, that they would be placed in situations where they'll be able to minister. And God, that you would bring remedy, because this world is disgustingly dark and cruel without you and without your grace. And so, God, we just pray that you would just send your Holy Spirit all through France right now, and that your word would move in power in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Ooh, I didn't pray about my sermon, but God, my sermon, please help. Holy Spirit, come and speak through me. This is a subject I'm really passionate about, and I need him to help. Okay. In Matthew chapter 4, we read a story about how Jesus, after he was baptized, was in the desert. It says he was led by the Spirit into the desert. He was in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights, and he didn't eat. He was fasting. He had no food. No food. No food for 40 days, 40 nights. Interesting scripture. So I, like anybody else, Googled what happens to the human body 40 days and 40 nights without food. Your body begins to eat itself. That's pretty bad. Your body becomes so sick that it actually begins consuming itself. If that sounds horrible and painful and disgusting, that's because it is. Jesus Christ, right after getting baptized, 40 days, 40 nights, no food. And the scriptures tell us that the tempter came and he said to Jesus, he said, if you are the Son of God, turn those stones into bread. And Jesus said something that blows me away. He said, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. This is a man who did not eat for 40 days and 40 nights. Clinically and scientifically, his body is literally starving to death. And that man, in total hunger, my Jesus Christ tells me this morning, I do not live on bread alone. I live on every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. I don't live on food alone. I live on every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. I live on this book. And this morning we're going to be talking about the authority of God's word. And what my challenge to you is that our view of the authority of God's scripture, of God's word, is way too shallow and way too simplistic, and that if we understood this book, we would know why Jesus, when he's starving for 40 days and 40 nights, could look at stones that he could have turned into bread and say, no, I'm hungry, but all I can think about is this book. This is all I can think about. Powerful stuff. God's word has authority. The word authority has several meanings. The meaning we usually apply to Scripture, authority of Scripture, means it's an accepted form of information. It's a viable source of information. Meaning, the scriptures have authority. I can come to God's word, and if I'm curious about God, who God is, about who I am, how all that works together, then I can come here and get information. So a lot of people, when they think of the authority of Scripture, think of this as an asset to our minds, and then it changes our hearts because we look at the information and we soak it in. But it's actually far more than that. Authority also means power, and it means the right delegated. Let me get the Webster exactly right. Power or right delegated or given. This book has the power and the right to be lived on. Jesus said that man shall live on the word of God, meaning you live on this. I can't survive without this book. That's what live on means. Live by, most of us live by it, right? We read little tidbits, we live by it. The word by meaning according. But the right and the power that God's word has is for us to live on it. That's the proper use of Scripture. And that includes the information aspect of it. God has given a book penned by men who were carried along by the Holy Spirit. He has given this book the power to sustain you and to be lived on. This book, in short, is not just a reference guide. It's not just a little pamphlet or a little thing that gives us tidbits, but it is the very word of God to be lived on. I'm going to illustrate how authority works with the Scriptures with a candy bar. Does that sound good to y'all? This is for every candy lover and chocolateaholic. Who loves chocolate? Who loves chocolate? Come on. Yeah. Okay. It's okay. All right. For every chocolate lover, this is like, come on. For those listening, I'm holding the miniature candy bar. It's not fun size. It is half the size of a fun size. The average human being processes this candy bar in 1 to 2 bites, okay? This is just like a foretaste. This is just like a little, okay? Now, most people would agree that this has the authority of a piece of chocolate, okay? Meaning, this is a reliable source of chocolate, correct? If you are hungry for chocolate, and there is a Three Musketeers bar, thankfully, Three Musketeers has the authority of chocolate. It is a source of chocolate. So if you're like, oh, I need a little bit of chocolate in my life, come up to it, oh, and it's gone, right? But what if you lived on chocolate? It's a different story. On the movie Willy Wonka, there's a boy named Augustus who's from Germany, and this kid is hilarious. He just stuffs his face with chocolate like crazy, and he goes to Willy Wonka's factory, and he actually goes into the chocolate river because he's so obsessed with chocolate. He's just like, you know, and Willy Wonka's like, don't do that, you're ruining my chocolate, and he couldn't stop. He is so obsessed with chocolate because he's living on it. Now, I'm not saying that's a good thing. It's a really bad thing, but he's living on it. He's lapping it up like a dog. He's so desperate. He's just like, I have to have this chocolate. I'm obsessed with chocolate. If you give this to Augustus, what is he going to do? He probably wouldn't even bite. He'd just swallow, you know, and he'd be ready for the next one. But isn't this how a lot of us treat God's word? Where we know God's word has the authority. It's a reliable source of information. And so we want that source of information because we want to honor God and live right. So I don't know what your schedule is, and I don't know what you do, but a lot of us are in the morning, in the evening, whenever you do it at lunch, we have our little scripture. Boop. Oh, I just enjoyed a source of truth. It's authority of scripture. What I'm going to maintain today is that it's much more than just a source of information. We are called, as Jesus told us while he was starving in the desert, we are called to live on it. It is our very life. The scriptures say, sustain me according to your word that I may live. Could it be that we do not take this book seriously enough? You're not going to have to take my word for it, because this is going to be a very unique sermon. And could somebody get me water, please? Thank you. Thank you. Because I'm not going to make it without water. I can't, with my own human words, convince anybody that this book is more than just a source of information. It's more than just carrying the authority of telling you the truth. It's so much more than that. And so this sermon, I'm going to do something different than I've ever done. I'm going to let God's word preach God's word this morning. I'm going to allow God's word to tell you how amazing God's word is. Our text this morning is Psalm 119. It is the most crazy, obsessive psalm ever in history. If you ever want to see crazy obsession, turn to Psalm 119, and you'll read the words of one who is so desperate for God's word, he calls it his joy. So desperate for God's word, he says, at midnight, I shall rise to give thanks to you because of this book. What? He gets up at midnight to thank God for his word? It says, I rise before dawn and cry for help. I wait for your word. The psalmist is so desperate for God's word, he gets up in the morning. He's like Augustus. He's going into the kitchen in the middle of the night. You know? I mean, he also says, my eyes anticipate the night watches that I may meditate on your word. A translation for most of our lives, that means when the kids are in bed and your day's done and everything is chillaxing, the psalmist says, hey, I look forward to those moments because I have to get more of this. That's bold. That's living on God's word. And that's what I want for myself. Y'all, I'm done with this. This is not enough God's word for me anymore. It used to be, I'll be honest with you guys, I'm not pretending here. This used to be enough for me. Not anymore. I've tasted and I've seen that we are to live on God's word. This is not enough. And I hope and pray that as we go through Psalm 119, that you'll listen. And I pray that Holy Spirit, who wrote the words, I'm so confident in him, he can do this thing. Holy Spirit, who literally carried the psalmist along with this, that he will convince your heart that this book is so amazing that we're called to actually live on it, and we're called to be sustained by it, because it has the authority not just to give us information, but to be lived on. Psalm 119. How blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. How blessed are those who observe his testimonies, who seek him with all their heart. They also do no unrighteousness. They walk in his ways. You have ordained your precepts that we should keep them diligently. Oh, that my ways may be established to keep your statutes. Then I shall not be ashamed when I look upon all your commandments. I shall give thanks to you with uprightness of heart when I learn your righteous judgments. I shall keep your statutes. Do not forsake me utterly. How can young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to your word. With all my heart I've sought you. Do not let me wander from your commandments. Your word I have treasured in my heart that I may not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. With my lips I've told of all the ordinances of your mouth. I've rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and regard your ways. I shall delight in your statutes. I shall not forget your word. That's ironic. Deal bountifully with your servant that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes that I may behold wonderful things from your law. I am a stranger in the earth. Do not hide your commandments from me. My soul is crushed with longing after your ordinances at all times. You rebuke the arrogant, the cursed who wander from your commandments. Take away reproach and contempt from me, for I observe your testimonies. Even though princes sit and talk against me, your servant meditates on your statutes. Your testimonies also are my delight. They are my counselors. My soul cleaves to the dust. Revive me according to your word. I've told of my ways, and you have answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts, so I'll meditate on your wonders. My soul weeps because of grief. Strengthen me according to your word. Remove the false way from me and graciously grant me your law. I have chosen the faithful way. I have placed your ordinances before me. I cling to your testimonies. O Lord, do not put me to shame. I shall run the way of your commandments, for you will enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I shall observe it to the end. Give me understanding that I may observe your law and keep it with all my heart. Make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies and not to dishonest gain. Turn away my eyes from looking at vanity and revive me in your ways. Establish your word to your servant as that which produces reverence for you. Turn away my reproach, which I dread, for your ordinances are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. Revive me through your righteousness. May your loving kindnesses also come to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your word. So I'll have an answer for him who reproaches me, for I trust in your word. And do not take the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I wait for your ordinances. So I'll keep your law continually, forever and ever, and I'll walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts. I'll also speak of your testimonies before kings and shall not be ashamed. I shall delight in your commandments, which I love, and I shall lift up my hands to your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes. Remember the word to your servant, in which you have made me hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, that your word has revived me. The arrogant utterly deride me, yet I do not turn aside from your law. I have remembered your ordinances from of old, O Lord, and comfort myself. Burning indignation has seized me because of the wicked who forsake your law. Your statutes are my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. O Lord, I remember your name in the night and keep your law. This has become mine, that I observe your precepts. The Lord is my portion. I have promised to keep your words. I sought your favor with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your word. I considered my ways and turned my feet to your testimonies. I hastened and did not delay to keep your commandments. The cords of the wicked have encircled me, but I have not forgotten your law. At midnight, I shall rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous ordinances. I am a companion of all those who fear you and of those who keep your precepts. The earth is full of your loving kindness, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me good discernment and knowledge, for I believe in your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. The arrogant have forged a lie against me. With all my heart, I will observe your precepts. Their heart is covered with fat, but I delight in your law. It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces. Your hands made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. May those who fear you see me and be glad because I wait for your word. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are righteous and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Oh, may your loving kindness comfort me according to your word, your servant. May your compassion come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. May the arrogant be ashamed, for they subvert me with a lie, but I will meditate on your precepts. May those who fear you turn to me, even those who know your testimonies. May my heart be blameless in your statutes so that I will not be ashamed. My soul languishes for your salvation. I wait for your word. My eyes fail with longing for your word while I say, when will you comfort me? Though I've become like a wineskin in a smoke, I do not forget your statutes. How many are the days of your servant? When will you execute judgment on those who persecute me? The arrogant have dug pits for me, men who are not in accord with your law. All your commandments are faithful. They have persecuted me with a lie. Help me. They almost destroyed me on earth. But as for me, I did not forsake your precepts. Revive me according to your loving kindness so that I may keep the testimony of your mouth. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Your faithfulness continues throughout all generations. You establish the earth and it stands. They stand this day according to your ordinances, for all things are your servants. If your law had not been my delight, then I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have revived me. I am yours, save me, for I have sought your precepts. The wicked wait for me to destroy me. I shall diligently consider your testimonies. I have seen a limit to all perfection. Your commandment is exceedingly broad. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Your commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever mine. I have more insight than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, because I have observed your precepts. I have restrained my feet from every way that I may keep your word. I have not turned aside from your ordinances, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste. Yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth. From your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I've sworn and I'll confirm it that I will keep your righteous ordinances. I'm exceedingly afflicted. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. Oh, accept the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me your ordinances. My life is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I have not gone astray from your precepts. I have inherited your testimonies forever, for they are the joy of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever, even to the end. I hate those who are double-minded, but I love your law. You are my hiding place, my shield. I wait for your word. Depart from evildoers that I may observe the commandments of my God. Sustain me according to your word that I may live. And do not let me be ashamed of my hope. Uphold me that I may be safe, that I may have regard for your statutes continually. You have rejected all those who wander from your statutes, for their deceitfulness is useless. You have removed all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore, I love your testimonies. My flesh trembles for fear of you. And I am afraid of your judgments. I have done justice and righteousness. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Be surety for your servant for good. Do not let the arrogant oppress me. My eyes fail with longing for your salvation and for your righteous word. Deal with your servant according to your loving kindness and teach me your statutes. I am your servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimonies. It is time for the Lord to act, for they have broken your law. Therefore, I love your commandments above gold. Yes, above fine gold. Therefore, I esteem right all your precepts concerning everything. I hate every false way. Your testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, my soul observes them. The unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. I opened my mouth wide and panted, for I longed for your commandments. Turn to me and be gracious to me after your manner with those who love your name. Establish my footsteps in your word and do not let any iniquity have dominion over me. Redeem me from the oppression of man that I may keep your precepts. Make your face shine upon your servant and teach me your statutes. My eyes shed streams of water because they do not keep your law. Righteous are you, O Lord, and upright are your judgments. You have commanded your testimonies in righteousness and exceeding faithfulness. My zeal has consumed me because my adversaries have forgotten your words. Your word is very pure. Therefore, your servant loves it. I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth. Trouble and anguish have come upon me, yet your commandments are my delight. Your testimonies are righteous forever. Give me understanding that I may live. I cried with all my heart, answer me, O Lord. I will observe your statutes. I cried to you, save me, and I shall keep your testimonies. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I wait for your word. My eyes anticipate the night watches that I may meditate on your words. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness. Revive me, O Lord, according to your ordinances. Those who fall after wickedness draw near. They are far from your law. You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are truth. Of old, I have known from your testimonies that you have founded them forever. Look upon my affliction and rescue me, for I do not forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. Revive me according to your word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not keep your statutes. Great are your mercies, O Lord. Revive me according to your ordinances. Many are my persecutors and my adversaries, yet I do not turn aside from your testimonies. I behold the treacherous and loathe them because they do not keep your law. Consider how I love your precepts. Revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous ordinances is everlasting. Princes persecute me without cause, but my heart stands in awe of your words. I rejoice at your word as one who finds great spoil. I hate and despise falsehood, but I love your law. Seven times a day I praise you because of your righteous ordinances. Those who love your law have great peace, and nothing causes them to stumble. I hope for your salvation, O Lord, and do your commandments. My soul keeps your testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I keep your precepts and your testimonies, for all my ways are before you. Let my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Let my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your word. Let my lips utter praise for you. Teach me your statutes. Let my tongue sing of your word, for all your commandments are righteousness. Let your hand be ready to help me, for I've chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let my soul live that it may praise you, and let your ordinances help me. I've gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments. Let's pray. God, this book is so much more than we could ever imagine it is. We're done with the, I'm done. I can't speak for anybody else. I'm done just tasting a little bit and feeling like I've gotten enough of your word. Because God, if you say that I'm to live on your word, I'm going to do it. Because I know it has joy. I know it is my joy. I know it has peace in it. It has peace that surpasses all understanding. Those who love your law have great peace. I want to hunger after your word, God, because it changes my life. It revives me. It pumps life back into me. The deadness of this cruel world where people are slaughtered and killed, where we're selfish and greedy, where we're always out for ourselves. I'm done with my flesh having rule and reign and pretending like I don't need your word every minute, every hour. I'm done with it. And God, I pray over all of us that we would have a hunger for your word. You spoke these words. How can we pretend that it's not amazing and incredible every day to have a book that you wrote? You made Saturn and our DNA and you wrote a book. And God, I want to read it every day, not because I have to, because I have to, but not because of rules or anything I impose on myself, but because I'm just so hungry. And I pray over every heart here that we would take this book seriously because it has authority not just to speak truth, but to change us. Give us a hunger for your word. I pray, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit's here right now. He wrote the book. He wrote the book, and he's also living inside you. Holy Spirit, I just pray right now you would give us a hunger for your word, that we could say in all honesty that this book is our delight. Lord, I pray the enemy would not snatch the seeds that were planted in the reading of your word. I pray that we would say with the psalmist, my heart stands in awe of your words. If I could have the worship team come up. And one final challenge to you. It is in that psalm, he says, I will, I will, I will. And he even says, I've sworn and I'll confirm it. I've sworn and I'll confirm it. And so what my challenge to you is, make a commitment as the psalmist did to take this book seriously. Make a commitment. And stand by it. Because this book will change everything.